Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. Okay, this is going to be a short one, but I saw this on X22 report, and I had to break this down. And again, I want to thank Dave for highlighting this, because again, he's in tune with a lot of this kind of stuff and what's going on, and in particular the headhunting that's going on. And he brought up specifically a West Virginia superintendent. There was a West Virginia superintendent in Jefferson County, West Virginia, that is apparently threatening a teacher, or about 30 teachers, allegedly, with potential termination for attending the rally, where the superintendent, who is a female, is claiming that they didn't put in the proper paperwork for their absence in school. So I'm going to read this, and then, yeah, so here we go. It says, teachers in Jefferson County, West Virginia, that attended rally at the Capitol threatened with termination. This happened a few days ago, on the 8th, actually. Quote, about 30 teachers who attended the rally are being told to report to a meeting where they may lose their job. Charlestown, West Virginia. Nearly 30 teachers in Jefferson County, West Virginia, that attended the rally at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday are now being threatened with termination. A letter was sent to the teachers by the Jefferson County Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Bondi Shea Gibson. In the letter, the teachers are told to report to a meeting on Tuesday, January 12th, which would be today, 2021, where disciplinary action, including termination, will be discussed. The teachers are encouraged to bring a representative with them. The teachers were also told to not enter any Jefferson County school's property or attend any school activity. The Jefferson County Republican Executive Committee released a statement about Dr. Gibson's letter. They say it is a threatening letter that is attack on our liberties. The JCREC is requesting that Dr. Gibson be suspended pending an investigation of her actions. They are also requesting that the Board of Education immediately cease the violation of the constitutional rights of the Board of Education employees, students, and the citizens of Jefferson County. Statement from the Jefferson County Republican Executive Committee, quote, statement from them says this. Quote, the Jefferson County Republican Executive Committee is aware of reports that multiple Jefferson County Board of Education employees have been disciplined and verbally threatened with termination for supporting President Trump. The employees attended President Trump's speech on Wednesday. To our knowledge, none of the impacted employees have been accused of violating any laws and have denied taking part in any of the shocking acts perpetuated by a few criminal actors. The threatening letter that Dr. Gibson sent to the impacted employees is a frightening attack on our liberties. The Constitution protects the rights of free speech, freedom, and assembly, and the right to freely associate. The Supreme Court has repeatedly upheld the right of the public employees to exercise those rights and prohibits retaliation against employees for doing so. Dr. Gibson's attack on those rights has placed the Board of Education at great financial and legal peril. I love this person, whoever wrote this. I love this person. I'd marry them. I love them that much. It continues, getting excited here. Quote, on behalf of all Jefferson County Republicans, the JCREC is requesting that the Board of Education immediately cease the violation of the constitutional rights of the Board of Education's employees, students, and the citizens of Jefferson County. We are further requesting that Dr. Gibson be suspended pending an investigation of her actions. Dr. Gibson is entitled to be a Democratic activist. However, if it is determined that Dr. Gibson has violated the law, then she must be terminated from her position as superintendent. As a reminder to Dr. Gibson and the Board of Education, a strong majority of 15,033 Jefferson Countyans voted to re-elect President Trump. While Dr. Gibson may not like this, the majority of the children whose education she oversees come from families who support our president. You see what I mean? I hate to bring this back around to me, but my God, I've been saying that these people who write letters like this, like this superintendent, have no idea that parents are going to read this, that the parents of the children that the school is supposed to be serving are going to read this, and they just might be lawyers. See, when you put your stupidity to paperwork and you send it out to everybody, there will be massive repercussions, and you're not going to get away with it. So let me read her letter, and then I'm going to provide a little advice, not that I necessarily have to, but I'm familiar with situations like this, clearly. I've worked with a lot of people who have gone through this. I, too, have witnessed some of these actions before personally, and I can tell you that there are recommendations that I would make on what to do and what not to do. So here's her letter. It says, Dear Blank. This is, again, from the superintendent. I was made aware that you took part in the Electoral College protest that erupted into deadly violence on January 6th, 2021. I have been provided videos and photographs posted on your public social media page that collectively threaten and demean public officials. These images and statements are a cause for grave concern in our community. In particular, a large number of our children have parents who are federal law enforcement and government officials, including several Capitol Hill police, who were assaulted. See, even she says it. That's hilarious. Even she says that she knows that whatever. The lack of intellect among some of these people is amazing to me. But it's not amazing. It's par for the course. Quote, Capitol Hill police who... Quote, additionally, I have confirmed that you failed to report your absence from work on this day. That's a ploy. I'm going to tell you, I think that's a ploy. I don't think she has any proof of that. It continues, quote, accordingly, I have determined that you are on administrative leave with pay effective immediately. All right, so you're going to give them a paid vacation. Great. They're going to enjoy that. And not to mention, they're collective now. So now you've banned them together, and they're going to come after you. It continues, quote, a representative from the Human Resources Department will contact you to schedule a meeting with me on Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. As this meeting may result in a recommendation of disciplinary action against you, up to and including the termination of your employment, you may bring a representative with you. During the suspension, you shall not enter upon any Jefferson County School's property or participate in any school activities. Sincerely, Bondi Shea Gibson, EDD, Superintendent. And then Director of Transportation was carbon copied. Okay. If I'm one of these teachers, don't go to the meeting. If I'm one of these teachers, I lawyer up. If I'm one of these teachers, that's exactly what I do. I lawyer up. You give your lawyer all this information. You give your lawyer where you were and what you were doing. You give your lawyer this paperwork because your lawyer would look at you and say, don't walk into that room. In fact, your lawyer will simply send an email to that superintendent and say, I represent so-and-so. They will not be attending your meeting. You should expect legal action coming your way very shortly. Sincerely, lawyer. That's probably what will happen. That's what should happen. Now, it sounds like this Republican group has gotten involved, which is great. The JCREC, or Jefferson County Republicans. Wow, this is what happens. See, you push them, and then the righteous are going to push back. You're not going to get away with stuff like this. When you put your own stupidity on paper, and then you send it out to everybody. I mean, they're openly threatening 30 plus teachers. That's absolutely nuts. That's nuts for attending a rally. Only the politically insane would do such a thing, would send out such a letter and be so dense as to just fail to pay attention to reality. So this superintendent has another thing coming, and it's not going to end well for her. The legal action and the lack of respect that she now has among everybody in that district, she's just outed herself, like I said in the last episode. She's completely outed herself. Cat's out of the bag. There you go. Say goodbye to another one. Another one bites the dust.
Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.